Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Your Destiny, Your Best Broadcast. Host again, Arnitha Thomas. A quick review. Lesson one, we talked about who am I. This basically, we talked about our character and our relationship with Jesus Christ. Lesson two, prayer changes things. Remember, Hezekiah was confronted by the prophet Isaiah. He had a word from the Lord, which was, get your house in order because you will surely die. Hezekiah turned his face to the wall. He cried and he prayed 18 more years to his life. How does that relate to who am I? Hezekiah had a great relationship with God in spite of some of his foolish decisions. Lesson three, we talked about shut up and attack on our strength. Again, Hezekiah bragged about all he had to the messengers that visited him from Babylon. Then as a result, and this leads us into our lesson for today. Topic, in times of trouble, don't lose hope. Foundational scriptures again continues out of Isaiah 39. Key verses for this lesson, verses 6 and 7, and we're using the NIV version here. It says, the time will surely come when everything in your palace and all that your predecessors have stored up until this day will be carried off to Babylon. Remember, he ran his mouth. Okay, he showed them everything he had. The word says, nothing will be left, says the Lord. And some of your descendants, your own flesh and blood, who will be born to you, will be taken away, and they will become eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. Eunuchs, those were men that worked in the palace, and their responsibility was that the king had a harem of women. So eunuchs, they were castrated, and their responsibility was to oversee the harem that the king had back in those days. The other foundational scripture comes from Psalms, third chapter, second through the fifth verse and the eighth verse. It reads, and this is the New King James Version. Many are they who say of me, there is no help for him in God. But you, O Lord, you are a shield for me, my glory, and the one who lifts up my head. I cried to the Lord with my voice. I'm reading parts of this. I lay down and slept. We're talking about David, and he was running from his own son, Absalom. And then we go to verse 8. It says, salvation belongs to the Lord. In this instance, salvation means deliverance. So David believed that he will be delivered from all of his troubles. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, again, we are delighted to come before you with this lesson, oh God. Holy Spirit, you have your way in this lesson. You teach this lesson where it's a benefit to all of us, oh God. And we just thank you for what you continue to do in our lives. In your son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Therefore, as we go into this lesson, I want to share my experience in how God helped me to put this lesson together. I woke up early, I think it was last week. Normally, I wake up for prayer time because I'm part of the intercessory 6 a.m. prayer team. So I'm always online as long as I don't oversleep, and most times I don't oversleep. However, I woke up early that morning, and I was waiting to go on to call into the prayer line. And to me, I said, you know, Meat, that's my nickname, Meat. I said, what you going to pray about? I said, because it is so much going on. You know, we watch the news, and I mean left to right. It is so much happening in our world and our government and the attitudes of the Congress, and seem as though they trying to take us way back, and they talk as though we as black folks, we don't even exist. We are worth to me zero. Then we have other injustice that's going on, and lifestyles, some of our lifestyles, it's just not pleasing to God, and we're confusing the children. It's just so much going on, and I pray all the time, and I say, oh my God, I don't know. I don't know what to pray for. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. The Spirit led me. I have a red notebook that I keep my prayer information in, and I open the book. I open up the book, and I just started looking through the book, and this is what I came across. This is something that I wrote. I made a note. This is something that I wrote on a Monday. It was August 27th, 2012. So this was, if you know your math, this was at least, what, almost 10 years ago when I wrote this, and it was 6:30 a.m. And this came out of, well, yeah, I have on here, this was 6:30 a.m. Oh, my God. So, and then it lasted until 8:15, so a couple of hours. So this is the part of the scripture that gives us hope. Songs, I have in the lesson we read Songs 3, but actually it goes back. It started at Psalm 2. Now, Psalm 2, this is what we call a Masonic song. This was the return of Christ, his kingdom. And initially, it was also, it's used for several reasons. And one is also, it talked about David and his kingdom. But we know the greatest kingdom is coming, which is Christ. For what it says, be wise, serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. When we talk about rejoicing with trembling, we're talking about being respect God, to love him, to honor him, to exalt him, because he's worthy of all of that. Now, the reason we're going through these passages is to give us hope. Not only are we despair by the troubles that's happening in government, the troubles that has occurred in our justice system, in our police system. Those are big systems where that's a national problem. And when we talk about folks who are discriminated against, it's not just a national problem, but it's an international problem, because we have people that all around the world that are not being treated good at all. People, refugees, folks that are running for their lives for different kinds of reasons. But then when we bring it back home to a personal level, when we think about troubles, we may have troubles on the job. We may have troubles in our home, in our relationship with husbands and wives or family members or children. We may have troubles because of sickness and disease. We may have troubles because we have low self-esteem. We don't feel like we're worth anything. You know, there's an old saying that we're all familiar with. If one thing after another, if it's not one thing, then it's another thing. So there's so much despair. And then sometimes we just don't feel like nothing. You know, if the sun is too hot, we feel lazy. And so we have sorrows because we have lost loved ones. Okay, so there is so much going on. So this is why we're in songs, because when we talk about troubles don't last always in times of trouble. You know, there's an old song, Trouble Don't Last Always. Remember we sung that growing up in the church, if you sung in the choir, that was one of the main songs we sung back then. And what we called our junior choir can relate to the youth choir. That song, Trouble Don't Last Always. Okay, ultimately, we know that we are just pilgrims here. We're just passing through. And we know that there's another place made for us, not made by hand, where we will have an eternal rest, where there won't be no more sorrows, no more despair. All right? But that's for later. We're talking about right now, life right here on earth. But we want all of us to know that there is hope, not just for our eternal place in the new heavens and earth, not just that, but we're speaking hope here on earth, speaking hope where we're able to get from point A to point B. We're speaking about hope where the word says, don't be anxious for nothing, right? It says we are to cast all of our cares on him. Cast all of our cares on Jesus. All of our cares on the King of Kings, because he cares and he loves for us. Therefore, he has given us his word. Psalm 2, verse 10, be wise, serve the Lord with fear. Rejoice. When we rejoice with the Lord, in the Lord, we have respect for him, we love him, we honor him, we praise him. The word says, blessed are those who put their trust in him. As believers in Christ, that's another comforter for us, because we are blessed because we put our trust in God. It doesn't matter what the situation looks like. It doesn't matter what the word says. We are blessed. We might not see it right then, but guess what? This is where we say, don't lose our hope. Psalms 3 says, there is help for him in God. Lord, you are our shield. Yes, you are our shield. David is saying, I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from the holy hill. He heard me from heaven. He says, I will not be afraid. I will not be afraid. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Our deliverance comes from the Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Then it says, too, because sometimes we're angry. It says, as we go through something, it says, be angry, but do not sin. Be angry, but do not sin. We don't have to go beat the person across the head. We don't have to cuss them out like we're not a child of the king. It says, be angry, but do not sin. So we won't beat them upside the head right then. So we won't cuss like a sailor right then. Then what do? We the goal is to remove ourselves from the situation. That's not the best time to deal with anything anyway when we're angry, because many times whatever we say, whatever we do, when we're angry, we wish we could take it back. Okay? It also says that meditate within our heart. On our bed as we lie down, be still. We don't have to move so fast and so quick all the time. We don't always think that we have to prove our point right then, who he thinks he is, who she thinks she is. It says, do not sin. Meditate within our heart. All right? It says, offer the sacrifices of righteousness. Offer God our sacrifice of righteousness, doing what's good and what's pleasing in his sight. Offer the sacrifice of righteousness in discipline, self-control, in love. Now, I know it's bitter to swallow, but guess what? If we could not do this, then God would have said so. But because it's here, he knows that we can do all things because as believers, Christ lives in us. His Holy Spirit lives us and is willing to help us. But we have to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice unto him. As believers in Christ, we have been set apart for what? Good work. All right? A good testimony. How can we witness to others when we're cussing like sailors, when we out in the street fighting, when we're in our homes fighting one another, when we don't show love for even our own children? Sometimes we act like we hate our children. We do know they get on our nerves probably plenty of times, but guess what? Love covers a multitude of faults. So we have to trust in the word. We have to lean not to what we think, but it's according to what God, we have to want to do this. All right? Then the word also says, okay, let's see, okay. Now, this is another thing David said. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies, my obstacles, stumbling blocks. Yes, we have stumbling blocks. Lead us, Lord, so we can overcome our stumbling blocks. Right? then it says, Lord, today, you know, let's take it a day at a time. Lord, order my steps today. Direct my pathway today. Help me today. Then we have to remember, we have to praise him. We worship God. We exalt him. Yes, Lord. Doing our circumstances. We praise him. We worship him. We exalt him. Doing our circumstances. When we're feeling hurt, when we're feeling pain, this is what we ought to do, is honor him anyhow, doing our circumstances. The last thing, too, that I wanted to share is lament. Lament. L-A-M-E-N-T. Lament. Okay? Lament. And when we look in Psalms, there are a lot of lament prayers. Lament is a form of prayer. It's more than just the expression of sorrow or venting of emotions. Lament talks to God. We talk to God about our pain. And it has a unique purpose. The unique purpose is to trust God, increase our faith, increase our trust in God. When we lament in prayer, this is an invitation where we pour out all of our fears, our frustration, our sorrow, right? And it's for the purpose of getting through, helping us to get through. It's for the purpose of renew our confidence in God. To renew our confidence in God. There are four elements. Let's see how many I have. Yeah, we got four elements when we talk about lament. And this is in Psalms 13. Psalms 13 talks about four elements of lament. We turn to God. When we turn to the Lord, we go before him humble. We are humble. We are honest. We identify our pain. And it's all right to ask God. Why? We don't ask him why because we're not trusting him. We ask him why because we're trying to understand. We're trying to overcome our fear, right? We're being honest. And there are scriptures in the Bible where God, people ask him why. I'll look that up and have that for us next week, okay? And when we ask God, we ask him boldly for help. That's in Psalms 13. Again, that's 3 to the 4th verse. Okay? Because we boldly ask for help. It says, and he dare us to hope in his promises. Okay? 3 says, we want to trust in God's steadfast love. This is to renew our commitment. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then it says the 4th one, lament is a prayer language as we live in a world. Mm-hmm. It's a prayer language as we live in the world. Okay. Because as we live in the world, we're going to face different life challenges. We're going to face different life situations. So we need to be able to go to God and pour out our hearts, our sorrows, our pain, because our fears, our frustrations, okay? This is our opportunity to increase, to renew our confidence in God, our trust in God. And just an example by the trust, the walls of Jericho came down with a shout, okay? Therefore, the purpose of our lesson today is to help us understand, even in the midst of troubles, even in the midst of our circumstances, even in the midst of a Congress that's full of pride, operating like the children of disobedience do, Satan is operating through them as they are. They seem to represent the children of disobedience. That's what it is, the children of disobedience, okay? But you know what? Even through this, God gets the glory. Even through this, God can turn around or will turn around. Where's our faith? He will turn around a bad situation for our good. Is who do we trust? Who do we believe? It's all about living our lives as though, living our lives where we are faithful to God, to walk according to his commandments, his will, not our way, not living a prideful life, but a humble life, to humble ourselves. We operate out of humility. We operate out of love. The greatest two commandments is to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our soul. Then the second greatest commandment is to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Yep, we got to love the Republicans because I am a Democrat. The word says we're to love them, so help us. It's hard. It's hard because of what we see. It's hard because of what we see, but we think about the stripes that Jesus bore for us on the cross, and God knows we're not worthy. And he forgive us, therefore we have to forgive others. All right, so trouble don't last always. In the times of trouble, there is hope. Let's not lose our hope. Let's not lose our joy, because all of our hope, all of our joy comes from the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the I Am that I Am. So we thank you, Lord, for the lesson today. We thank you, oh God, for being with us and helping us to talk about you, oh God, and to know that even in the midst of circumstances, even in the midst of pain, even in the midst of troubles, not to lose our hope and not to lose our joy. Your light overcomes the darkness in this world. But our hope and our trust is in you. Bless everybody who's listening, get an opportunity to listen and let this lesson, God, not just fall on our ears, but let it increase our action in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, my good friends, my good listeners out there, God bless and keep you till next week. Thank you. Bye-bye.